Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Marni Maron Shichu, schuss for Rabbi Eliezer Chaim, and Esther Sima, Rabbi Amram Yosef and Chan, Rosh Hashanah and Leia, Miss Victoria Vasilia Rovida, and Aaron Leib and Sarah, and Yitzhak ben Bracha, Rabbi Moshe ben Reza, Uli Nishmas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Akiva Yehuda, Shammai ben Yosef, Rabbi Levi ben Shmuel, and they were learning the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. It says, Ki ishi sheik halzah v'sim v'sim as aviv v'imo kilo damavo. When a man curses his mother and his father, he should surely die. His father and his mother he cursed. His blood is in him. Rashi says that means skill. And it says, Damavor demanbam. We learn from Ovi and Yedoni, who are necromancers. They talk with a certain bone of a bird named Yadua. That's Yedoni, or all these people from the armpit. But they're doing this magic. So they get skill, like it says, Bevim Yergum Woysen, which is skill demanbam. So we always learn that. Whenever it says Damavor demanbam, it means skill. Shuto Shamekra is like Damavirosha, Rashi says. That a person, it's his own fault. That's what it means, Dama Barosha. Dama Barosha means it's his own fault. That's what it means, the man Dama Bo. It's his own fault. Don't blame us. So the point of Rashi is there are two understandings, two ways to understand Dama Bo. Either because it's learned from Ovi Domi that it means Skila, or it's telling us not Skila, but it's telling us it's his own fault. The Makor Rashi is from the Taras Kalhan, which brings from Ovi Domi, the Bryce in Sanhedrin. Sam Chvav, which means a different passage about the one's father's wife, but the point is that Dama Bo means that it's a skill also in the Chilut and Parashas Mishpat and Chav Alef Yitzayim. So the Parashas Dibbe Rashi is mashma that it's not an extra word that you have over here that's teaching us Zer Shava from Ovi Yedoni that is Chayav Skill, but it's a limit, it's a binyanav, that the Zer Shava means that a certain word is used, so if it means something in one context, it means the same thing in a different context. But a binyanav is not necessarily wordplay, but it's laws apply in one area, so we apply it to a different area as well. That's the paradigm. That first place is the paradigm. We learned everywhere else. So in Pashtas, we're not talking here about a Xerisha. We're talking here about a Binyan Av. The next word here for Xerisha would be Binyan Av. It's just like by Om Yidomi, Dama Bomi Skil, or Dama Bomi Skil. So that's what the word always means. And that's Mefurish and Rashi and Mishpatim 21:17. Mosim was beskila, kamak mishenemer damavo beskila, binyanav the kulam. Then yirgum olsen to main bombs. We have binyanav of from skila that we have binyanav that is skila from Ovni Yedoni. Makalav yivimanemer damavo. So since it's damavo here, damavo there, so you know the main bomb damavo. It means it's just like it means skila. In the case of Evan Yergumul, in the case of Ovni Yedoni, that's a binyan av, Rashi's enforced a binyan av. That's the model, that's the paradigm to learn elsewhere, that's all. It's not Xer Shama. So, too, we see from the sitting in Sanhedrin, Pei Aleph, learn from the passing in Cheskel, that it says there that somebody has three mises: murder, saif, sword. Sleeping with one's friend's wife, afterwards there. Well, it's probably not going to be such good friends. Akopan, if somebody's mizan, chas v'chalil, chas v'shalom, with an eishes ish, so he gets chanek. And then it's avoid zara, he gets skila. And the pasuk says, the attacker gets the most chomer of them all, he gets skila. But he says, dam of bo. So Rashi says, whenever it's the man ba, it's beskila. They were not talking about yafut, it's mizereshav, they were talking about binyanav. But that's derived from Dama Bo always means Skila, and therefore in that context it says Dama Bo, of all the Mises you're getting the Mises for the most Chamer for Avodah Zarah, which is Skila, because that's the Mashmos in the context of Ovi Yedoni. Also that would appear to be Pshat and Rambam in Nesu'e Bia 1:6. Rambam's talking about Onshe Mises of Arayis, he brings the Pesukim that you get a certain Onesh, and then to tell you the Onesh for Mosim Su Demeyan Bo, he says that's skila. The Rambam isn't coming to bring a makor for a yafusa from Xer Shava, which according to the Rambam, Agam is Nidibre Sofrim. But rather, just like the Rambam brings earlier psukim to tell you how you get other misas, see the Rambam brings this pasuk. And achiv skila, the manbam, because mitzarat, that's what the manbam means. Meva means skill. It's not derived from somewhere else that it means skila. But that's what it means. It's not Xer Shava. It's not Echitem Tilumo Xer Shava. The meaning of the words is Meva and skila. But it's not learned from Xer Shava. Now, first of all, how does Meva mean skila? Well, it can mean other mises as well. Why Dafka skila? It's a Kashta Malbin. And the Shuto is like Rashi says, that it's his own fault. How do you come to get skila? We have the bigger problem is the sitting in Krisus. Krisus hand Aleph. It says there are the Xerisha Kalabina, the Xerisha shouldn't be light in your eyes. Because the scholar are Gufay Torah. And they're learning from Xerisha, the demand bomb. Whenever it's a demand bomb, just like wherever you don't, it's a demand bomb. So it always means demand bomb. That's a very big problem. Because there it's in force. Xerisha, we're talking about Xerisha, there should be light in your eyes. Also, it seems that way from Sanhedrin Kimon and Aleph, that the Gemara is learning. The Gemara says, how do you know other than Skalim, where it doesn't say that you can learn from Ovi Yidoni, you learn from Os Yumsu, or do you learn from Demand Ba? In other words, the Gemara is trying to figure out how do you get the Zer Shava from Ovi Yidoni. You get it from Os Yumsu, you get it from Demand Ba. So the Nidon here is a Zer Shava. It's not a Binyanav. Rashi there says, before it's Zer Shava. And when the Lashon of the man bomb Gamri, that's the Lashon of Kter Shava. And again, that's Pashas Divir Rashi. Oh, that's Rashi says over there. So now we have a Sira, we have a Gemara and Chisus, and another Gemara in Sanhedrin, which say that it's derived from Ovi Yidoni via Kter Shava. And then we have Unze Rashi, we have Rashi in Shmos, in Pashas Mishpatim, 21:17. We have Sugi and Sanhedrin pay out from an Aleph, and we have Pashas Divrei Rambam in Surabia. That it's a Binyanav. It's not a, it's not a, Xer Shav to Binyanav, to the series of Sugi, the series in Rashi. And also Rashi says that Shuto Shomikra is done with Rosh, it's his own fault. It's his own fault every time he gets punished. So what do you mean? It's Dafi here, it's his own fault. It's always like that. Either say it all the time, or don't say it at all, and you'll understand. If Torah is Machayev Nisa, it must be that it's his fault. So why does Dafi say it in this context, or in the context where it does say it? It really means it's his own fault, and why only in those contexts? It's always true, it's his own fault. We're talking about a palm punishment, and punishment is always his own fault. If we're talking about where he didn't have error, excuse me, it's always his own fault. Of course we're punishing him because it's his own fault. As Nerakach, Ketuva Mishnah B'Masechet Sanhedrin, that Arigas and Skolim, what they would do was, they would push him off a two-story building, and if he died, then okay. And if not, then the second aide takes a stone and throws it on his heart. The Gemara brings Tanur Rabban Menashe B'chiyah, and you know, he's pushed off Tanur Rabban Yeroh, Yeroh, he's pushed. Menashe B'chiyah, Tanur Rabban Sakol, Sakol Mitzik Eskila. Menashe B'chiyah, B'chiyah, and you do both, Tanur Rabban Sakol Eskila, Yeroh, Yeroh, to be both. Menashe Meitz B'chiyah, Yatsa, and you know, Meitz B'chiyah is enough, Tanur Rabban Yeroh, 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 that first he's pushed, then a stone is thrown at him, and if he dies with the pushing, that's enough. The Rambam says, Sanhedrin 15:1, Ketzer Mitzvah San Skalim, etc. Or basically, the skill of God based claims is 2 floors high. For the other Mitzvahs, Rachman Eid and Doch Ma'amasnaf. And his hands are tied, and one of the Eidim pushes him and his loins. He dies, it's okay. And then if not, then he throws a stone on his heart. So the Rambam adds, "Ina hisha niskol shenafal even all of imanitchav shenafalu ba'atzmal ha'ores." So it says, "Sokol yisokol yoreh yoreh." So we're equating the guy that gets skila to the guy that gets thrown on the ground. The Rambam also writes similarly in Perashat Mishnayis. And skill by Chif Makan Gavol, if she feels seven olive, or she called Makan Gavol, a sari, a chatu, the same sari. She told Rovimo, and she told Mashinam, a sari, a sari, a yore, yore.
אז נראה מבואר מדברי הרמב״ם that there's one din says this is based on the Torah man or man is going to double that there's one din of the chiyan regima throwing the stone and pushing him is the same din and it's a misa mimaka in other words he's getting this hit and it's not that he's being killed manually with their own hands he's getting a maka what's the maka the maka is either the maka on the ground or the maka with the stone I can't help but be reminded of a very very popular movie in the 1980s where these kids were in detention in high school and one guy says to this tough guy says there are going to be two hits me hitting you and you hitting the floor so those are the two hits in any event so here they're also hits they're two hits one hit is the Yiddish hits is a fever the hits so anyway one hit is him hitting the floor so the Rambam is telling us Hisha and Iskol Shinafal Eben Olam and Nitchav Shel Atzma Al Aretz we're equating the two either the stone falls on him or the Aretz he comes into a very stark contact with the Aretz Hisha Kosu Samisa Mehamakash Shel Afilas Eben Lemisam Shemakash Shel Olam Mashinafal Atzma Al Aretz So these are two oifan of Misa Skila, which are fundamentally the same. It's a maka. You start with the Misa Skila of the Nidchaf, that he falls on the ground, and they're pushing him onto the ground, and then, if he doesn't die, then we throw the stone. That's the Mahalach of Misa Skila now. The Rambam was Ma'arich HaHadri HaTzadot, but it doesn't make a pshut, the Kavur, Gemara, Rambam, Asma, that we have a Pasuk, Sokol Yoyirar, that he pushed, and then the Skila. Ma'aram Tzich HaArich, אז נראה, הנה החידוש הגדול, שהרמב״ם בא ליישב את מה שנתקשו התוספות בסוגיה, מניין שבתחייה, וביד רמה, וברישם, ובתוספות בפסחים, דבר עמוד ב', דימור מתחיל לרוב אחד. In the pasuk, first you have skila, and then you have תחייה. סוקל יסוקל, או ירוב ירא. So if that's true, that skila comes first in the pasuk, then why do we first do the dechiyah? We should first throw the stone in and then do the dechiyah. So you can see in the Rishonim what they were answering. As nirah, sheze ba'aram aliyashev, vu, sheveikam divrei Rambam, hem kfi shetbi'arnu, shetchiyah v'skila chadayim. It's one. Tchiyah and skila are one. But we also see from tiktuk loshan Rambam, that even though, kamovan, שדוחף את חברו ומת, נחשב ודוחף כהורגו, וחייב על זה למיטה. אבל מקום מקום למעשה ישנו קצת גם נהרג עצמו במיטת עצמו, שהרי כובד משקלו הוא שהרגו. So it's true, the guy who's pushing him is involved in the misa. Nevertheless, he is also involved in his own misa, because it is his weight that kills him. Right? The more he weighs, what do we used to say as kids? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. So it's his weight that meets the ground, that's what causes him to die. He himself fell on the ground. And from that he died. So he's also involved in the death. You see this, by the way, in famous Tesis in Ksuvos 3b, Sanhedrin 74b, that someone threatened somebody to either I'll kill you or you'll be used as a human weapon, and we'll throw you on a baby and we'll kill the baby. So it's mashma that the Nizrak is the Roitzach. That's why it's a Shaila. Kill or be killed. So here also Papi Mises Asma. He's also the guy being thrown with the weight of his body. He's also involved in the killing a little bit also. So the Mises is a famous Reb Chaim and Tysus, and we discussed it in the past. There's tons of literature on it, but just a Ha'ola to show this idea. As u b'chok yeshno ha'dochef v'mitato shel ha'chayav, me'ech sh'nerag u me'evim sh'vut ha'alav. When And the guy, when you push him off the building, that is less an act of killing him, of executing him, than throwing the stone. Because again, so suffering, when he's pushed off the building, his weight is also involved in the mises, so he's partially involved. Whereas when killing himself, whereas when the stone is thrown, it's completely passive. It's like a kachush. Like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Manifest and Aleph Ayin Sham, said in the Yad Ramah, the Sugya in Sanhedrin, Memeyam and Aleph Ayin Sham. So it's also his power when we talk about him throwing off the building, so that's not, he's part of it, but not all of it. Whereas when he throws the stone at him, he's all of it. The guy throwing the stone is doing the whole execution. As in kacha, ma she'emar, b'din tchiya, hu she'eshno ha'kiyum shel skila, gam b'maaseh she'pachot, yeshna b'hariga, lehet yeshel ha'sokel, me'asher b'maaseh she'eshno b'hatalat evin bo. והמהלך הוא שמתחילה אמרה תורה שיעשו מעשה שאינו מעשה הריגה מושלמת של הסוקר, ורק אם לא מת יעשו בו הריגה מושלמת יותר על ידי הדלת האם. So what we said in the din chiyah was that there is a kiyum of skila even in a maisa where there is less of an act of killing of the soker than in an act where a stone is thrown at him. So there's also a kiyum of skila when there's less involvement of an outside party where the punished party is somewhat involved. So that means the one punishing him is less involved because it's a double teaming. How do you say it? I don't remember anymore. But it's partly the pusher and partly the one being pushed. So that's less of a maisa hariga than throwing the oven. So the mahalach is, the Torah says, first do a maisa which isn't a complete maisa hariga by pushing him off the building. And only if he doesn't die, then a complete maisa should be carried out by throwing the stone. And since that's the mahalach and the gather of the sinyan, so therefore mimeila mitchayev mizeh sheyeh seder shel dechiya v'achar kach skila shumeh kahal al kovid. We go from the lighter to the more severe. That's the derech that we go. Meh kahal al kovid. We don't start from the kovid and then go to the kahal. No. First you do Kal, Chazal already saying, V'haf l'orech ha'kamoch ha'bror lo misa yafo. So, you go mea Kal, when there's less, we're less involved in killing him. Therefore it's less of an act, you know, we always know, so we try as much as we can not to do misa based in. 1 in 7 years, 1 in 7 years, the Chublan is, we see in Marcus. So here we try as much as we can to be less involved. So the middle start with the pushing. That's more Kal. That's lighter. And then you go to the Chomor. L'chein b'al kolcheinu mitparesh ha-pasuk sh'adchiyah kodemet l'zrikat ha-even. First dechiyah, and then zrikas ha-even. And that's the Rambam is explaining b'mesek l'shoinen. The Rambam is telling us that it's really one, but even though it says in the pasuk for a suckle, you suckle only then yoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyo Maharaj. We'd rather him do it to himself than us have to do it to him. And that's why we start with the pushing, and only then do we throw the stone. Okay, Morad Rabotai, this was stage one of our journey. And please God, with this Yisod, we will be miyashe the sealers that we mentioned at the outset. And I will let you chew on this, the fast and rule of the faster. And next time, we need to see how to shine and Hamashiach. Rak be Zchut Shehakadosh Baruch Hu yiten et hakoach, et hamoach, et simchat hachayim, ואת כל מה שנצרח כדי לעובדו באמת ובתמים ובלב שלם, בשמחה ובטוב לבב, בעזרת השם. אז אני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם בשיעור הבא אנחנו נמשיך בעניין. שלום שלום, אהובה ידידי מוהר.